Blog Talk Radio.
The hottest show on the internet, Tin City Radio. Tin City Radio. Chillin' as you jail. Tin City Radio.
Boss time, what's good, dawg? TinCity.Scoop.com.
Tin City Radio.
We're on a mission from God.
TinCity.Scoop.com.
You need people like me so you can point your fucking fingers and say, that's the bad guy.
We built this shit!
Welcome to the hottest show on the internet, Tin City Radio. Welcome to another edition of Sin City. This your boy Cash, chilling as usual. My man, Father Time. What's happening, dog?
What's cracking like a Holmes?
Nothing much. Janine, what's going on?
Hey, how y'all doing?
What's happening?
Chilling. Look at Star. What's good, baby?
What's going on, y'all? Enjoying this beautiful day, this beautiful night.
Man.
Wow.
Today is a good day, I gotta admit. And I'm sick than a motherfucker. I couldn't even enjoy it the way I wanted to.
Man, I was there for the whole fucking weekend, man. It was nice as hell. I get back, it's fucking snowing.
Really?
Straight up, dog. It fucking snowed today, man.
Damn.
Like, man, I just left 60 degree weather.
Right.
Snowing.
Walk right back into some snow.
No, I was hot.
I'm glad I'm back in Indiana. Well, I'm glad you ain't take my keys all the way down to motherfucking Minnesota with you.
Hey, you better be glad Mother Nature checked underneath the cop before we hit the road.
Man, I would have been going crazy like, where the hell is my keys? And that would have been the last place I thought I left them, in your damn car.
Yep. I've been sending the motherfuckers in the mail because I sure wasn't making another trip.
That was my first instinct to actually turn back around. Hey, man, you got to turn around. I need my keys.
Shit. That shit wouldn't happen. It's been a bad motherfucker since I'm turning around.
Whatever, man.
I'm on the road.
You know you wasn't ready to leave Indiana.
Man, I was ready to go on Friday.
Hey,
who got the Darth Vader sound going on?
Luke.
All right.
Put that background. Is that Darth Vader somebody watching Star Wars?
We know who it is. That's Liquor Store driving around.
I'm not driving. I'm just sitting on the porch. Ain't nothing going on.
God damn, there'll be a lot of cars coming past there.
That's what I'm saying. Ain't nothing. There's nothing. There's nobody. There's nothing but the darkness.
Damn. Okay, well, shit. All right, well, I give shout out to my boy Fly Heavy Entertainment. Man, y'all ain't seen it yet. Your boy hooked us up with a cold graphic. Make a motherfucker, just gave us a nostalgia moment.
Yeah, that shit was on point. That shit was on point. My man got some skills.
And that will be on the t-shirt real soon.
That's what's up. It's a nice picture.
Well, thank you. Thank you kindly.
Very well.
I mean, considering what he had to work with, I mean, trust me, that's a really nice picture. I mean, considering what he had to work with, he pretty much had nothing to work with.
Yeah, he did good work.
So what's going on with the ladies? Ladies, what's happening with you? Liquor store, what's going on with you?
Oh, like I said, I'm just enjoying it. I'm so happy that it's finally, you know, I don't have to come outside in all my coat and hat and scarves and gloves and all that. So I'm just enjoying the day. It's really, really nice.
Yeah, you said it that, but it's supposed to snow there on Friday.
I know, I was about to say, though,
you'll be fucking with Indiana.
In
20 minutes, it'll be snowing.
Right, for sure.
Janine,
what's up with you?
Nothing much. Just got back from visiting my daughter at school. Oh, got one. Yeah.
Was it a real visit or one of those, I'm fucking you up when we get home visits?
No, she in college. Shit. I can't tell y'all
about them. That don't mean nothing. They fuck up in college, too.
Yeah, that's my life. I can't try anything. I just hung out with her
at her school.
That was
about
a nice little weekend.
Oh, that's cool. What school she go to?
Millikan University in Decatur, Illinois.
All right.
Hey. She introduced you to anybody? Like, Mom, this is my friend.
No, when I got up there, she was playing me and broke up.
Oh, he must have fucked up.
Well, you know, she's
a 1,000 questions.
My daughter's perfect. She ain't giving it up, and you know, you might have some guys that try, but. They ease on
after, though. Janine, man, you on the same page. We on the same. My daughter could be 50 with 4 kids. She's still going to be a virgin to me.
I'm not joking. She's a virgin for real. I'm not saying that just because she is.
All right, as Jesse say, keep hope alive. Keep hope alive.
She carry around this ATM card that it looks like an ATM card, but it's actually just like a little card. So when people try to get something from her, she'd be like, here go, here, look at my ATM card. But it stands for abstinence till marriage.
Oh, nice. Nice. I like that. I'm going to borrow that, all right? I'm just letting you know I'm going to borrow that. I like that. Abstinence
okay.
Still marriage.
Liquor store. Can you cover your head a little bit? Because all we hear is your weird.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
All right. Yeah. Okay.
All right, there we go. I don't know what you just did, but that works. So, dog, with the exception of the weekend, I mean, I know you was down here for a minute, but I know you had a pretty, you had a long-ass weekend, dog.
Yeah, it was long, man. One of the long, sad ones.
Hey, yeah,
you know,
I can.
boy.
It is what it is. You know, everybody's going to go sooner or later, man. That's the way I look at it. You know, 2-1 weekend, though, you know, that's a lot.
Yeah, that is. But I mean, did y'all see Superman and Batman joined Sin City? Nobody
nope,
saw that,
didn't
huh?
See it.
I did. I saw it. I got to keep it on mute because y'all got super sensitive equipment and you can hear absolutely nothing. But I saw it and it was tight.
Hey, man, Batman said, fuck Gotham City. He rolling with Sin City now.
He did.
I think he was very creative.
Didn't Batman give a shout out to Janine?
Yeah.
Batman gave you a shout out, Janine.
Oh, I think I've seen that thing. That's the one y'all talking about.
So that's two of them.
Oh, it's two of them.
Yeah, it's one Batman and one Superman.
Oh, I don't think I've seen that. I'm going to have to take a look at it.
Hey, he gave you a little young shout-out. He was like, what's up, Janine? That's what he said, straight up. What's up, baby?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Had his cape and all on. He was in full uniform. Utility belt. He was ready.
I don't know. I think he's ready to take all that. I think he's ready to take all that off.
So if I got y'all one of those, would y'all wear something like that if y'all want me to get it for y'all?
A utility belt?
Hell, a uniform. Oh, if I got you a Batman costume.
Batman
and Batgirl.
I would wear it. I would fuck out that motherfucker.
I want to be Wonder Woman, though. That's who I want to be. I got to get me a Wonder Woman costume.
Well, now, if I'm Batman, that means you got to be Catwoman.
Yeah, I could be Catwoman.
I think that'd be kind of hot. Really, I do, man.
Shit. If I could pick one, I'd be the Invisible Man.
How you gonna be that? Now, where we gonna get a costume like that from?
Exactly. I'll be in the ladies' room, all kinds of shit.
Oh,
nobody see me.
He'd have been an Invisible Man many a time. He peeked through windows, but y'all never knew he was there.
Hat and shit, cloak and
hell yeah. All up in the bushes.
Well, I ain't say no shit like that now. I'm gonna be peeking in the windows.
I
peek in the bathroom, but I ain't peeking in no windows.
But hell, you want to be the Invisible Man for perverted reasons? So what's the difference?
Oh my goodness.
Shit, there's a big difference.
I
got class with my shit.
You got class.
I won't get you in the bathroom. I get you in the bedroom.
Well, who would you want your girl to be then?
She could be anybody. She ain't gonna know I'm coming.
God damn!
I'm invisible. She can't see me. You know what I'm saying? I mean, think about it, dog. You could be the Invisible Man. You know what I'm saying? You got a woman laying there butt naked, sleep. You get the freak and she thinks she having a dream. It's you. She never know.
But what if she wake up?
Then you stop. That's when you stop and she be like, damn, it was a dream. Then she go back to sleep, you pick up right where you left off at. And she'll
that
never know.
I mean, I'll go along with you. So hypothetically, if this was to happen, I mean, hell, Jay-Z ain't never at home no way, so Beyonce, here I come.
There you go.
Man, you know how many, you know how many, you know how many paternity tests would be out there? Well, I would be like, hey, motherfucker don't look like me.
Right.
Let's see. Beyonce, Eve. I always thought Eve was just so sexy. I would have to. Shit. Fuck it. I'm going for the gold. Oprah Winfrey, here I come.
Hell yeah. See her? I do Whoopi shit invisible. She ain't gonna never know.
But she ain't invisible, hell.
Yeah, but she'll never know.
Oh, my God.
Like I say, she'll think it's a dream.
Yeah, but now, how the high come about when you trying to get, when you trying to get this money out of them? Hey, that's
I
my
know.
Baby.
Exactly.
I asked for a paternity test.
But this lady ain't never met you.
Exactly.
Shit, it was an act of God, I guess. Ain't nothing else I can say.
Man, that's well up and down.
That's my story, and I'm sticking with it. That's my story, and I'm sticking with it.
Hey, I ain't mad at you.
She can't. I mean, how she gonna explain it, dog? She can't say we ain't never met. We got a baby together.
True.
I'll be selling my story to motherfucking tabloids like a motherfucker, man.
But that's
I'm getting
the whole
rich.
Thing.
Fuck that.
Can't crack under pressure, though.
Shit, I won't, man. Man, the motherfuckers be buying stories for like 100,000. Hell yeah, that's my baby. We ain't never met. Bullshit. Well, how you get pregnant? We ain't never met. How'd you get pregnant? I swear to God, I don't know him. All right.
Yeah, you gonna be saying she was drunk that night?
Mm-hmm.
You know
I met you at the 50-50 club. I do that shit. I ain't gonna lie.
Hey, dog. Let me ask you something, man. I ain't gonna say if. I'm gonna say when. Whenever this sensitive thing take off and go global. All right, now I'm saying when because I got confidence that it's gonna do that. But now here's the what if part. Hypothetically speaking, by some strange twist of fate, you become a single man again. Would you be out there, man?
Knowing me, probably not.
Now we got success beyond success. I mean, we the hottest motherfuckers around right now. You wouldn't?
Nope. I would just find one person, man, and stick with that one person, man. You know, I'd take my shit. I'd be like Denzel, man. You never hear about Denzel. You never hear no negative shit about Denzel.
Man, you gotta be crazy. You think Denzel ain't fucking no old.
You don't ever hear about it, though.
That ain't what that right. I was going to say. That's not what he said. He said you don't ever hear about it.
Yeah, about
right. You never hear negative shit about Denzel. I'll be just like Denzel, dog.
You see his wife? Shit, I mean, shit. She ain't going to say nothing.
Don't matter.
You know, no,
the motherfuckers that's always out there, they always in the news doing dumb shit.
Mm-hmm.
So, now, let me ask
test
you,
here.
It was okay.
10 kids,
so I'm gonna ask,
11 mamas.
I can't believe I'm gonna ask this question, but I'm gonna ask you anyway. Do you think I'd be out there, dog?
Probably. You'd be that motherfucker on National Enquirer.
As on TMZ again.
You know what I'm saying? Sitting there with a lawyer talking about how can I get rid of this motherfucker legally? Me and too much shit.
Now, I ain't gonna lie, them six letters would be synonymous with each other. But CAZ and TMZ, they'd be synonymous. Man, every time you say, I'd be on that. Fuck it, man. If I got that famous dog, I would act the ass. I'm, I wouldn't do nothing that would be just real fucked up or embarrassing. But, yeah, y'all motherfuckers will be hearing about me. I think that the tabloids go a little bit too far any motherfucking way. And I figure, shit, if you give them what they want, at some point they're going to be like, well, I mean, shit, he's so blatant with it. I mean, we can't even sell the shit. How you going to sell? I mean, if I'm doing shit that's so fucking, I mean, I ain't trying to. See, they biggest thing is if they sell shit that, they sell gossip. They sell shit that you're not sure if it's true. You want to believe it, but you're not sure if it's true. That's how they sell the shit. Well, if you see me and I'm just an open book, shit, how much more can you get from me? So they'll probably go after you more than me.
Well, I'll just be the one for the laid back in the cut. You know, I'm trying to think of a duo where one was always out there, the other one was laid back. I can't think of nobody. You know, that one motherfucker was always in the news, and you never hear too much about the other motherfucker. I can't think of not one motherfucking group. You know, I mean, you go like Run DMC.
Jodeci.
Like Ron was always out there. Jodeci, there you go, Jodeci, yeah. The one brother was always in the fucking news. The other brother was just chilling.
They both in
enjoying
the news. I thought they both was messed up.
You know what?
Are they?
They were. But now the thing about it, with the damn KC, he was so out there with his shit that. They really just didn't, you know what I'm saying? They didn't focus on the fact that JoJo was alcoholic.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that'd be me, because I'll sure be getting fucked up. I mean, the only picture they have me is a picture of a 40-ounce of St. Anne's in my hand, and that's about it.
Oh,
you know, rich motherfucker still drinking 40s. That's about all they can say.
So you down here and she ain't even have your 40 for you.
I know, man. I wasn't even going to bring that up, man.
Ain't nobody come see me. I was ready and willing.
I ain't got nothing to say, man. I was thirsty, man.
I couldn't find you.
Had to go fuck with the Kelly Pub place.
All right,
I'm
going to tell you.
Say that.
I'm not going back there. I mean, but now, all right, hold on. Before, let me say this. Y'all tell me if we were wrong. We went to Kelly's Pub. You know, we went to have a couple of pictures, a beer, kick back, shoot some pool. And the waitress, she brought us our beer and everything, and she left. Now, we shot, what, 3, 4, 5 games of pool?
Mm-hmm.
And I whooped that ass, of course.
Yeah, hands down, y'all, he beat me. I'm not going to hit. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. He beat me in pool. I'm not a good pool player. He beat me. But shit, we sat there for a second waiting on, you know, to tally up on our bill. She never came back. So shit, we fucking left.
Now you ain't wrong. Okay. I did the same shit at Kelly's Club. The lady, it was almost the same situation. I don't know if you went to one on Georgetown or if you went to one on Lyndhurst, but motherfucking, I went in there and did. It was the same deal. She never did come back. So I'm like, well, fuck it. Deuces. Chop it up.
So are y'all saying y'all didn't pay for y'all beer?
Hell no.
Ain't that done. They got a couple dollars in the pool table. That was it.
and wait a minute. We
quenched
our
thirst.
We found the motherfucker. Hey, we found the motherfucking dollar to start us off with. That motherfucker left his quarters right there. So we was like, fuck.
Sure did. Hey, it was a great night, shit. I mean, then we quenched our thirst, played a couple of games of pool, and we spent like $3.
Can't get no writer.
It don't get no better than that.
That is their own fault.
Yep.
We should have took the glasses.
I used to do that all the time.
You used to steal? I can't picture you stealing.
What? Many times she just said all she did was steal.
I ain't never heard her say she be stealing. You clapped over.
You ain't paid attention.
What's the most expensive thing you ever stole?
Shit, I don't know. Food stamps, nigga. She told you last week.
Yeah.
That ain't the most expensive, though. That was over time, shit.
What? Shit, I mean, hell, you racked up 10,000. Shit. Racked up over $10,000 worth of stamps before you got caught.
Whatever. That's their fault. It ain't my fault.
I'm talking about one particular thing. Like, you went to the store, and what'd you steal?
You know what? I didn't just steal to steal. You know, just to be stealing. I stole stuff I felt I needed.
You stole out of necessity.
Yeah.
I really need this purse.
Yeah, I really need that Louis Vuitton purse.
Purses, and if I saw clothes that look cute for my girls, I stole them. You know, little cute socks, and I stole just about everything. I don't think I bought none of their clothes, and all that was around the same time I was in Minnesota, too.
Damn, you like that white girl.
What white girl?
Stealing all that shit and got the money to pay for it to still be stealing the shit.
Winona Ryder.
Yeah,
her.
I was sitting there trying to figure out her name, too.
Yeah, Winona Ryder.
Got the money to pay for the shit and just steal it any goddamn way.
You know what?
Chips and giggles.
It's a conspiracy. Them stores just be jipping us off. I didn't think we gonna pay $50 for a shirt or a dress or all this snap, whatever. I used to put that stuff right in my diaper bag. I would,
well,
and
I
would buy something. I would buy like a piece of candy or something. I will still go through the register.
Yeah, you got to make it
interesting. Well, that wasn't my forte. I tried to steal, but I always got caught. So I had enough ass whooping, so I decided to stop. I ain't good at that.
Everybody stole. Even when I worked at, I was working at Kmart one time, a part-time job, and I had some of my people come through the line, and I, like, only rug up, like, two things, but they had, like, a $200 worth of shit. Now, who haven't did that before?
Me. I don't got no connect like that.
I don't either.
Me neither.
Where is that again?
Yeah, I had a connect like that, hell yeah.
Hell, that was back in the day. Y'all missed out.
Oh, yeah.
I did used to have a person that did that, though. You know, she would come through with all the shit, the clothes. I can't remember the name, what they used to call them. But, yeah, she had shoes, jackets, shirts, pants, whatever you needed. You know what I'm saying? Next year had $50 tags on it. You $10. I got a wardrobe. Thank you.
Well, no, if I knew somebody that was doing it, I would do that shit. Because I ain't really stealing their years.
Man, I have
my
part,
they ain't bring it up.
I have my.
But then you do know you can go to jail for that, though.
Yeah.
Huh? You can go to jail for buying stolen property.
Yeah.
Oh, well, shit, hey. I don't steal, but I bought a lot of hot shit. I have done that.
Yeah, just like if they'd have came to your house that day, your ass would have been locked the fuck up.
Man, that motherfucker furnished my whole living room, man. I bought all that shit.
But you know what's
the part that ever coming to my crib?
You know what the part that killed me? The part that killed me is that you called me like, man, he wasn't shit for that. And I'm like, well, damn,
that was
what he did. Shit. And he was like, well, I got half of it. How you going to say he ain't shit and you bought the shit?
That's before I knew who he took it from. I didn't know who he took it from. He just showed up. Was like, yo, man, I just got a lick.
Did
I'm
you
like,
give it back?
What you got?
Did you give it back?
Exactly.
I didn't know it like that.
Y'all hear him? He ain't shit neither.
Hey, shit, hey. Motherfuckers say they got a lick. I'm like, shit, what you got? You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, you my boy. You going to give me dirt cheap-ass prices? Shit, I'm with it. Let's do this. Like Brutus. Because we always knew this. I see we got people listening. If y'all want to join the conversation, you got to press 1. But I tell you what, man, let's go into a little young song. This our new motto, man. This is Sin City's new motto, y'all.
Start it. Johnny on the track. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. Nigga, started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here. Nigga, started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team fucking here. I done kept it real from the jump. Living at my mama's house, we'd argue every month, nigga. I was trying to get it on my own. Working all night, traffic on the way home. And my uncle calling me like, where you at? I gave you the keys, so you bring it right back, nigga. I just think it's funny how it goes. Now I'm on the road, half a million for a show. And
started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team's freaking here. Oh, my gosh.
Hi. Is this on sale?
Yes, top season is the regime, babe. I can't tell you anything else. This is medicated lip ointment, but I want you to know, with that being said, I still think you're straight gorgy, and I would love for you to accompany me to my crib so I can show you how I live.
No, thanks.
And you can get based with me and like 18 of my best dogs.
Yo, your girlfriend's on the phone, man. She sounds super pregnant.
LaQuisha.
How you doing? I'm going to be all right. You look just like Max's girlfriend. She died last week. She didn't die, but you look just like her. We can do like a double date or something crazy like that. My treat.
Okay.
It's all on me. Come around to the kid. I'll take care of you.
Sure.
Don't be shy now.
Thanks.
Or be shy.
Okay.
I look way different when I'm not in my work clothes.
Right.
Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. Nigga, started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. Nigga, always tell stories about the man. Say I never struggled, wasn't hungry, yeah, I doubt it, nigga. I could turn your boy into the man. There ain't really much out here that's popping off without us, nigga. We just want the credit where it's due. I'ma worry about me, give a fuck about you, nigga. Just as a reminder to myself, I wear every single chain, even when I'm in the house. Cause we started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga. No new niggas, nigga, we don't feel that. Fuck a fake friend, where your real friends at? We don't like to do too much explaining. Story stay the same, I never changed it. No new niggas, nigga, we don't feel that. Fuck a fake friend, where your real friends at? We don't like to do too much explaining. Story stay the same through the money and the fame. Cause we started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. Nigga, started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here. Nigga, started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga. Started from the bottom, now we're here.
Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here, nigga. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga.
That Puff Daddy remix.
Who remixed that? I never heard that verse.
That's a Papa Time remix.
I'm about to say, what version y'all get? I never heard that verse.
That's a Papa Time verse.
I got connections. I got connections like that.
Oh, okay. Wow.
I'm about to say the same thing. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I got connection.
All right,
yeah, started from the bottom.
Janine, let me ask you something. All right. If I'm loyal to you, do anything else matter?
Yeah. I'll say that again.
If I'm loyal to you, do anything else matter?
Do anything else matter? Like
yeah,
what?
Do anything. I mean, anything. I mean, you might get mad at me about some shit or this, that, and other, but you know deep in your heart I'm loyal to you. Do anything else really matter?
I mean, I'm not going to say everything else, it doesn't matter, but
all right, okay. Well, I'm going to give you a second to think about that
one.
Oh,
yeah.
Janine, the liquor store. If I'm loyal to you, do anything else matter?
I mean, I guess not. If you loyal to me, then, I mean, that is what it is, right? I mean, shit, at the end of the night, you come home, you know what I'm saying, and it's all, you can run the street sweep show, boy, you know what I'm saying, but at the end of the night, it's me and you. Yeah, don't
that really matter? So, if you know in your heart, you know I'm loyal to you. Can you bypass my faults?
Of course.
Really?
I mean, you might get a mean mug every now and again, or a sigh. You know what I'm saying? Just normal stuff like that. But yeah, everybody got faults and flaws.
Why would I get that? Why would I get your mean mugs and your cold stares?
It depends on what you did.
I mean, shit, I'm loyal, though.
But I'm saying, ain't a mean mug, okay, if I mean mug you versus come, you know, bitching at you or nagging at you about this, that, and the other, wouldn't you rather just have me look at you for a couple seconds and then keep it moving versus argue about anything? Like, shit, if I throw you that little look, you like, oh, shit, you know what I'm saying? And then we keep it moving.
How we going to keep it moving if you mean mugging me?
Because that was it. It was a mean mug, and that was fun. It was a gesture. It's like flipping somebody off. You don't go back and necessarily try to beat them up. You just got flipped off, and that was the end of it.
Do you think if you flip me off and then you walk back past me and say, what's up, I'm going to be like, hey.
No.
You pretty much know I'm going to be like, what's up, motherfucking ass.
We're talking about.
She was just using that as an example.
Wasn't nobody talking to you. That, and you ain't got nothing to say when I ask you.
I mean, but the shit,
oh,
I mean, come on, wouldn't you rather I just mean mug you versus, you know what I'm saying, shit, I gave you that little look, You know you fucked up. Now we move on.
What if I know I fucked up?
You know you fucked up because I wouldn't have gave you that look otherwise.
How the hell, if I knew I fucked up, I probably wouldn't have did it if I thought you was going to be mad about it.
Okay, but you did, okay? Sometimes you do shit and not realize how it might affect the other person. But rather than me to come at you and like, you know, nigga, you ain't hitting this, that, you know what I'm saying? I'll shoot you that little look. And you're like, damn, maybe I should have stayed out till 3 or 4 o'clock in the motherfucking morning. And then we move on. Next time,
so,
you know,
right,
have your ass
so now,
in the house for 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning.
All right, I come in at 3:35. Let's just say our curfew is 4 o'clock. We set a curfew. Well, hey, we both supposed to be in the house by 4 o'clock. I come in 3:49. You going to be mad at me?
No, you beat curfew.
Damn, dog, you get a 4 in the morning curfew? Where the fuck they do that at?
Well, that's the same for us. Even if we loyal and we come in at 5 o'clock in the morning, it's just because we loyal don't mean that that's not going to make you upset.
I don't give a fuck how loyal it is. 5 in the morning?
Yeah, you went past curfew. I said 4. You said 5.
But I'm loyal. I haven't did anything. That's how you bringing it. That's how it sounds like. I'm loyal, so. But I'm loyal.
You ain't that goddamn
loyal. Yeah, you broke the bond there. You broke the bond. You're an hour late.
So, you know, I was drinking.
I'm loyal. I'm loyal,
yeah,
baby. I love you.
You know I ain't going nowhere. You know I love you. You know I ain't with nobody.
Love would have brought your ass home at a decent time. Not 5
damn,
in the morning. That ain't love.
That damn vodka held my ass out.
Hey, man, let me ask you a question. Would you find that, would you take that as your woman disrespecting you? If she strolled in at 5 in the morning, would you take that as disrespect?
If she passed curfew, then yes.
Why are you saying no goddamn curfew now?
Mama,
I'm just saying, your woman come in,
curfew's got 5
in the morning.
Curfew's
got
to be set.
Well, I ain't giving no motherfucking 4 o'clock in the morning curfew.
Why not?
Man, you better have your ass in this motherfucker by 1.
1?
Hey,
oh, hold on.
Close at 1:45. Have your ass in here by 1.
Man, that's a grown-ass woman. I'm not, come on now, I'm not even like that. God damn,
well, if we talking curfews, I don't know no grown motherfuckers with curfews, so I'm going to treat you like a kid if we got to have a curfew, because I don't have a curfew. I'm a grown-ass man.
Nah, man, I mean, a respectable time, but no, I'm not going to tell her she got to be in the house by no damn 1 o'clock, man. No, that's just wrong.
You ain't by 1.
Now, okay, if she tell you, baby, I'll be home by 1, and then she fuck around and come in at 3, okay, now we have a problem. Well, what was the extra 2 hours all about?
That's why I say you tell her that, all right, 3 o'clock. 3 o'clock is our time. If you feel 3 o'clock is good, then 3 o'clock is our time.
How your ass in this motherfucker pull the street lights come on then? How about that?
I mean, what if she just be like, I keep calling you throughout the night and let you know how the night going?
Oh, is you
have
crazy?
You seen your world star?
Wait, you ain't watch them damn videos we got? Yeah, that motherfucker ran the dick all up in her. Yeah, I'm right here.
No, I do not look at world star hip hop, whatever y'all are talking about.
Hell no, nah, now that don't work.
Mm.
Hello?
It would have worked a couple of years ago, but now motherfuckers up on it.
Right.
This motherfucker had a straight up conversation, fucking like a motherfucker. And then on my house, he fucked up.
Yeah, he ain't shit. She
fucking
he ain't shit. You ain't shit. He studied talking about, what is that noise? Ain't nothing. I ain't doing nothing. She studied got hit. Another motherfucker dick in the mouth talking about, you ain't shit. Come on, man. I can't trust you. You can't trust him. He got you got a
right.
dick in your mouth, but then you talking about you can't trust him. This ain't
and it's on video.
You can't yeah, you can tell it wasn't a random dick. It was a dick that she was familiar with. Well, no, just random dick. Well, I'm gonna get him back. Now, she sat there and let this dude film her.
Yeah, so she definitely knew who the fuck he was.
Man, do you know? Do you know? I mean, you think about it now. You, everybody look at World Star. I come to you like, hey, Tom, you might want to check out World Star, dog. You know what I'm saying? You go to World Star, and you know what I'm saying? You remember the conversation just last week.
Man, y'all get some bail money for me, dog.
Yeah, now that one, I would be like, look, man, whatever you do, do not kill her. That's the only thing I can tell you, do not kill her. If you kill her, I ain't got the money to buy you out on that.
Well, I just
That's
tell you straight up, dog, I tell you, don't even worry about it, man, because I'm about to watch this motherfucking marathon of CSI. I'm going to take care of that shit.
So you gonna figure out what not to do.
Damn right. I ain't leaving no kind of evidence. Nothing. No fibers, no hairs, nothing. I'm going to that motherfucker in the garbage bag.
That's fucked up, man. I mean, imagine one of your boys coming to you and saying some shit like that. Hey, man, I ain't trying to start no shit, dog, but you need to see this shit, man, because you my boy. That's why I'm showing it to you. I mean, man. And then, you know, he showed it to the rest of the homies.
Yeah. I mean,
you know what I'm saying? Everybody know about it but you. You the last motherfucker to know.
And, you know, that's the fucked up part is that your homies show everybody but you.
Well, he show you, but he show you last. You know what I'm saying? Hey, man. I got Kai's woman, dog. She on motherfucking World Star, man. Come here, check this shit out.
Right.
Oh, that's fucked up.
Because I'd have been in a situation where I'd have seen, you know what I'm saying, man, this was back when Black Planet was popping. Black Planet was, you know, Black Planet was the shit. Matter of fact, I just seen this son of a bitch today when I was driving. Tony Stewart. Yeah, I'm going to call his name out. Fuck him. But I'm driving, and I'm glad me driving ain't got nothing to do with it. But the motherfucker, man, these is guys. These is motherfucking guys, man. Work with him, hang out with him, chill with him. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, they seen his girl on Black Planet, and, man, she had some real freaky pictures on there, some real freaky pictures. He didn't know they was on now. You know what I'm saying? All across his pool table and all type of shit. Them motherfuckers ran off copies and gave them to everybody at the job before they even told him.
That's bogus as hell, man. It's supposed to be his boys.
Them was his guys. His guys did it like that.
That's fucked up.
His guys did him
like
that, dog. All bullshit aside. Then, I mean, shit. And I remember I just happened to be on the motherfucker, and I ran across him. As soon as I ran across him, now I'm not even his, I wasn't even his boy like that. As soon as I ran across him, I'm like, dog. I asked him, I said, man, y'all seen Tony? That motherfucker, this motherfucker named Rick. Rick instantly said, you was on Black Planet, wasn't you? I said, yeah. You seen his girl? I said, yeah. Man, that motherfucker told me don't say shit. And they like, man, don't even tell him. Don't even tell him. I'm like, man, what the fuck you mean don't tell him?
So y'all girl can't be having provocative pictures?
Hell, not online. Fuck that.
I mean,
ain't no excuse. And not online.
Hold on.
Those pictures
are
supposed to be
for
me.
I mean, if I knew about it, then that's something different. But if you doing this shit, you know what I'm saying? Everybody like, God damn, boy, your girl got some nice perky ass titties. What? Fuck you know my girl got perky ass titties.
See, that's
you know what I'm saying? Right.
Okay, I'm going to flip it. All right. Let's go to Janine and liquor store. All right, we together. We argue. You know what I'm saying? I leave for a couple, you know, I might leave for a week or so. You decide to hook up with another motherfucker. He videotapes it, right? You not knowing, maybe you know or maybe you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, you got videotape. It's online. I see the tape. How you explain that? We ain't officially broke up. But I'm actually watching you fucking other motherfucker.
You said you left? Is that what you say?
I left, yeah, I left.
Well, you killed that right there. You was gone.
Bullshit.
No, I'm just saying.
I'm not saying I moved out.
Okay, hold on. You've been gone for a week.
I'm so upset. I went to my mama's house for a couple of days. I'm at my mama's house for a couple
of
days because I'm pissed
that's
off.
Different. Okay,
you
that's said
you're gonna hook up with another motherfucker. He tape it, whether you know it or not.
Uh-huh.
I see the tape. I bring the tape to you, and we watch together. What you gonna say?
I ain't gonna say nothing.
What can you say?
What can I say? Right.
Hold on.
Let me get you a beer.
I can tell you what she gonna say. I'm sorry. That's what she gonna say.
I would ease on out. You would have to catch me first. The tape would start playing, I look at you, and then I'll ease on out.
No, hey, you can't ease on down because I'm already saw the tape, so I'm looking at your face. I'm looking directly at you. Fuck the tape.
Well, God damn it, I'm going to run. Shit, at least you're going to be tired whooping my ass. Shit.
That is some fucked up shit.
Well, at least you're honest.
Hey, dog, flip it, dog. What would you say? Your girl done brought the tape in. She done watched the motherfucker. She's showing the tape to you. What's your defense? What you gonna say?
Honestly and truly, I'm gonna take a page out of Janine's book. While that tape going, I'm trying to ease the fuck out the dough. I already know. I mean, look here, I mean, physically, nah, they can't whoop us. But, man, sometimes you get scared of them damn women when they get to doing that crazy shit. So, yeah, at that point, I'm like, okay, this motherfucker finna do something crazy. Baby, wait a minute. Let me just explain. I know I'm fast. Especially if I do it faster than her. I'm going to call you and talk about this.
But you know what? Nobody said you know what my excuse would be, and I'm surprised nobody said this. I look her square in her eyes and say, "That ain't me."
You got to be an ignorant motherfucker.
Yeah, you is.
That's not
you
baby. Me. That's not me.
Nah.
That's not
okay.
Me.
Oh, okay.
Everybody
nah,
got
nah.
Those tattoos.
Really? Okay.
I ain't the only motherfucker with those tattoos.
Now you just said yourself she already watched the tape. So she pretty much knows she can't whoop you in the heads up fight, right?
Right.
Right? What you think she got? What you think she got sitting next to her?
Man, I'm gonna deny it. That's not me.
Somebody
Photoshop that shit.
You.
That ain't me.
She gonna have
to
me. That shit was Photoshop. She gonna have to shoot me or stab me in the back. She gonna have to shoot me or stab me running.
That shit was Photoshop. They doctored that shit. That's the motherfucker that's in the city playing a joke on you, girl.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, me.
So that's not your mole on the tip of your dick.
So she said, girl, that motherfucker gonna be out. She gonna be knock that motherfucker out. Hit him over the head with a hammer and shit. I still deny it. I say them motherfuckers playing a joke on you, girl. They told me they already saw this shit. They showed it to me before they showed it to you.
Just so you know, that shit ain't gonna work.
Yeah, I'm not gonna try. I mean, good luck with that. Like I said, you catch me running.
He gonna be like that dude in that movie, tied up to the bed.
Hell yeah. Oh, God. Because you would go to sleep thinking that shit worked.
Hey, what me? Wasn't me.
Man, do you really think that shit worked? That shit didn't work when Eddie Murphy started saying that shit.
It didn't work for Shaggy, and it's not going to work for you.
Right.
It wasn't me. They playing a joke on you, girl. I love you. I would never do that to you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, dog, if you looking her square in the face, in her eyes, that
man,
shit might work.
Dog, that don't work.
You've been trying that shit since 86, and it still don't work.
I'm saying, man, listen. I mean, if you holding her hand, you know, because you don't want her to grab shit. So you hold her hand, you look her square in the eye, and say, that shit might work, man.
All right, baby, what you want for dinner? Okay, we're going to go ahead and eat. You're going to go to bed. You're going to wake up fucked.
No, I ain't say I was going to sleep there that night. I'm just saying
no,
it ain't me.
You better not try to ease your ass out the crib tonight. Hell no. I will find you, nigga.
It wasn't me. Put that on my tombstone. It wasn't him. I'm gonna stick with that lie. I mean, I don't think there's nothing you can.
They
got video proof. You might as well just admit it. Would you admit it? I mean, they got video proof. You can't lie your way out of it. I think you might as well just say, yeah, it was me, but I was mad at you. You know what I'm saying? I love you, though.
Y'all can do that, but we can't do that. Y'all can do that. We can't.
What you mean?
I mean, as me and y'all can do that. We can't do that. I mean, we know we can't beat y'all. And, yeah, we might try to fight every blue moon or whatever. And y'all might could come to us and say, yeah, that was me. I was pissed off, you know, whatever. We still going to be mad. Y'all, we can't say that. Yeah, that was me.
Hell no, you
better
not
know
that shit.
As soon as we say, yeah, that was me, shit, we get punched in the face.
I mean,
so
like
we ain't got no choice. We all got no choice but to run. Okay, so at least by the time you do catch us, you gonna be tired.
Shit, I ain't gonna be that tired. I ain't gonna be that. I will get a whole lot of extra energy when you say, "Yeah, that was me." I can run an extra block or two.
I mean, I'm not saying it's smart. I'm not saying it in a smart way, but you got the video. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and keep lying about it. If you got, I'm busted. So it's like, what else can I say? So what, is it best we just be quiet, don't say nothing, and look down?
You better call me on the phone and tell me. You can't do that shit in my face.
Well, you the one called me and wanted to watch this tape together. I don't
know what
he was getting ready to watch. So,
well, I'll be in prison. I'm started at the bottom now. I'm here.
Yeah,
I'm locked up like a
motherfucker. Yours is going to be premeditated because you already knew what
right.
you was going to do before I came over there.
Yeah, that's what they gonna get you at, because those shit was premeditated.
Exactly.
Like I say, I'll be telling my cellmates, started from the bottom, now I'm here. That's all I can say. What you waiting for? Nothing. Man, I killed 3 cops. You know what I'm saying? I beat up my girl because she cheated on me.
You don't give. They gonna be trying to rape you then.
That's why I'm gonna say I killed 3 cops. And you
they already
going on.
They already know what you're there for, though. They already know what you're there for when you get there.
I know. But still, man, I mean, that'd be crazy. I'd rather hear about it than actually see it.
Nah,
you know,
I think
I can handle it better. I can handle it better if I hear about it.
I'm going to be real with you. I cannot see it now. I can hear about it. And yeah, I'm going to be mad, and I'll probably be ready to fight. But to actually hear you,
right.
Then
hold on, dog. We got a new caller, dog. Hold up for a second, dog. Caller, what's happening?
Hello, how are you? This is Selena, what's up?
What's up, Selena?
Zach, you can shut up.
Hey. All right, Selena, I'm going to hit you off with something.
Yeah.
I'm going to hit her ass.
All right, check this out. Check this out. I want your reaction. I want your honest reaction. We together.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We together. We get into an argument. I leave, go stay with my mama. I go stay at my mama's house for a couple of days. Now, while I'm gone, you done hooked up with this other motherfucker, right, thinking I ain't going to find out. But now he taped you. Whether you knew he taped you or not, he got you on tape. And I see the tape. And I bring the tape to you, and I show you the tape. Now, you watching yourself fucking this other dude while I'm sitting there. What you going to say?
Should have brought your ass home.
You really going to
say that while you running or before you start running?
I'm just playing. You ain't I don't know what I'll do. Besides looking for him, I mean, shit, clearly we don't have to break up or something because I ain't going to keep listening to you bringing shit up. So we going to break up. I'm going to find him. He do something terrible. And shit, it is what it is. But in reality, you should have brought that ass home.
How the fuck you going to come home and he mad? Motherfucker upset. Okay. He pissed off. So
that's
Weatherman do something to him physically. He leaves.
Mm-hmm.
And you going to turn this shit around and make it his fault?
No, I'm not saying it's his fault, but you should have came home. But it is kind of trifling. I mean, after 3 days, did she really have to get bucked on tape, whether she knew he was taping it or not? That's trifling. But at the same time, shit, that's what a relationship is about. You get mad, you don't need 72 hours to fucking cool off, bring your stinking ass on home after a couple of
you're
hours.
Crazy.
You ain't got to
fucking wrong with you. You got fucked up in the head.
Who?
You.
Why you say that?
What the fuck you mean? If I need 72 hours, I need 72 hours. Who the hell is you the motherfucker to make me say, all right, well, it's time to come home? Are you crazy?
Okay, well, who is you to say I'm fucked up in the head? And like I said, 3 days really to cool off. Well, that's your cross to bear. In 3 days, you done found some pussy too.
Fucking with you, Selena, it might take a fucking week.
Fucking with me, you better slit your wrist. Because when I finish with your ass, I don't need nothing for the next bitch. Now, that's 100 for you.
Get the fuck
damn
out of here.
Better check my record, shit.
I know your record, motherfucker.
I know. I'd like you not.
You know what, Selena? I'm not going to fuck with you today. I'm not fucking with
you. I'm going to be by myself forever, ain't I?
Oh, God.
No.
I'll be all right.
You're going to be right there with that motherfucker forever.
Nah, see, I ran to kill me anyway. I got to hurry up and be up out of here.
Yeah, then you need Jesus.
I got Jesus. Trust me. Front, back, side. I got him.
WWJD.
And he got
Jesus
me. I'm God's child. Don't mess with me.
Not talking about slitting nobody's damn wrist. You ain't no damn God's child. You the devil's child.
No, listen, I said they're going to be ready to slit their own wrists. Ain't nobody going to make me go to jail for fucking with them. Trust me. Unless you fuck with me or my kid. It ain't that deep as far as a nigga, please. I ain't going to jail for not near one of you.
I didn't see you get away with some assault cases. Don't go there.
Well, I mean, okay, well, that was my younger day. I wouldn't put no shit like that now. I was childish, I can admit it. Shit, but when you're mad, you're mad. I'm 33. Shit, I ain't doing that shit now.
I know you ain't crazy enough to admit that that was you on that tape while he's sitting there in front of you. I know that much.
Shit. If it was me on that tape, he don't know. Hey, baby, if it was me on that tape, he don't know. Trust me.
Yeah, he know. He watched it.
I ain't got it. His mama don't know.
Wait a minute. You been beat up this motherfucker longer than me? Oh, no. I got to kill you.
Mm-hmm. And I'm like, just chill, baby. I got you.
Then the fucked up part is that then they say, oh, you the best I ever had. Wait a minute. Bitch, you just told me that 3 days ago.
But that is trifling, though. I mean, it ain't that bad. I mean, if you mad, clearly I'm going to be mad, too. So I ain't going to want to hop on the next dick in the 72 hours. Shit. If you that mad, I'd be too worried about you looking over my shoulder, shit. Especially if I'm the one you mad at, if I did something. But I'm usually not the person who makes the person mad. I'm usually always right.
Well, you better have your track shoes on fucking with me.
Man, I ain't running nowhere. Can you beat a bullet?
Shit.
Shit.
Shit. I know where everything in the crib at.
I ain't never ran. You gotta go. If it's that deep that you gonna shoot me over a damn tape instead of letting me go, then hey, that's your freedom.
I bone.
That's your freedom. That's your freedom. Shit, not me.
Your new name is Jackie Joyner. Yeah, damn track, stop fucking with me.
You catch me running a nigga that stole my purse. Nobody got time for no running.
Here we go.
Okay.
I mean,
you know what? You probably the type
of
motherfucker. I can see you, man. Look, this is her, dog. This is her. I bet this is her. I don't even know you personally. But from the conversation we had, this is what's in my mind. I bring you the tape. We watching the tape together. You probably commentating. Right? That's what you do. You be commentating like, see, baby, look, I don't suck your dick like this. You know, I really didn't work on him like I do you.
That's her. She would be like, well, baby, look, I didn't even suck his dick like as good as I suck yours. She would do that
shit.
Shit,
I like, nah, I wouldn't do that shit. See, you don't even know me. See, if it really came down to it in reality, I'd be like, baby, hold up. And go lock myself in the bathroom and call my mom. Tell her come get me.
Yeah, tell her about that black dress. Tell her to get the black dress out of the closet because she's going to need it a week
from now. If I'm buying the black dress, his mama's laying one too. Shit. That's how we going to do that because if you kill me, you're going to have to shoot out 1,000 motherfuckers in the hand. Trust me.
Well, it ain't going to be a murder suicide, I tell you that.
I'm a ballad. We know it's a lot of you motherfuckers. God damn it. It ain't how many you shoot, it's who you shoot. Everybody ain't good.
Yeah. Right, because on the real shit, I don't even fuck with all of them.
You a ballad?
My mama the gangsterist, and she ain't no ballad. Shit. My daddy a ballad. And actually, I'm not a ballad. My name is ballad. I ain't no damn ballad. My last name ballad. Let's clear that shit up.
Ain't nothing wrong with being a ballad.
Ain't nothing wrong with being Selena either, sure. I'm just saying, I don't want to be labeled with that. That's just my name, shit. Don't put no false shit on me. But nah, I wouldn't do no shit like that. Nah, I wouldn't be commentating. I'll fuck a kid. Shit like that. I'm bold. I ain't
that. I would.
Bold.
I ain't even lying to you.
I know.
I'm going to tell you up front. As soon as I come in the door, you know your ass going to die if we watch this tape, right? Just let you know that.
I'm like, babe. I'd be like, basically, tell the way I'm doing this shit. I don't even like him like that.
Mm-hmm.
You gonna say that before or after I put your head through the TV?
I was thinking about you, baby.
That's the wrong answer to tell me. That's do not tell me you sucking another man's dick and you thinking about me. Do not tell me that.
My fucking head going through the TV. Somebody's head going through the fucking TV.
Oh my God! Why you just can't get up and walk away? What you want to compromise your freedom for?
I ain't nobody got my freedom.
Okay. Hell no, I just watch CSI. Shit, I'm going to get away with it.
Okay, you CSI, your ass right in jail cell.
Nope, I got an alibi. Before I even came over, I had an alibi. Hey, dog, I was with you. I'll be back.
But I really, that's fucked up. That's crazy.
You can't play with no man's heart like that. That's playing with a man's heart.
You said don't do what while sucking another man's dick? I didn't hear that.
Don't tell me I was thinking about you, shit. Or I was thinking about you while I was sucking his dick. What? We watching this tape and you talking about, but I was thinking about you, baby. Oh, okay.
That's death, man.
That's death. Look here, like I say, I don't advocate violence on women, but I will break. You won't suck another dick, because I guarantee your mouth going to be wired shut, because I'm breaking your damn jaw.
Now you have my mouth shut. You might as well kill me. I need my mouth.
That's best not to do, say nothing. That's why it's best not to say nothing. I mean, nothing you can say is going to make it sound better.
True not.
True. Just shut the fuck up.
Ain't shit
right?
You can tell
that's,
me.
That's the best answer I've heard all night. Just shut the fuck up. Let me go on my rant. Let me go. I mean, you know what? That's just like us. I mean, I'm going to tell you like this. If you catch me cold, you're not going to get a motherfucking word out of me other than I'm sorry. I let you even smack me a couple of times because I'm dead wrong. My thing, this is my problem, and this is how a lot of motherfuckers wind up in the grave, is that instead of just saying I'm wrong, motherfucker keep trying to say, well, it's your fault I did it. It's my fault you went and fucked another man. Okay.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like, when you was over your mama's house for 72 hours, shit, I thought you were straight.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Right. If you shit like that to me, it's a fight.
How I handle that whole situation, though. Shit, when I finish, he'll be apologizing to me.
Shit, right. you got a lot of faith in your game. I give you that.
You damn right. And you know what?
She's gonna bring that extra motherfucker into the game.
By the end of that tape, well, that wasn't me. I say that wasn't
I'm
me.
Gonna get a, I'm gonna
see,
get a
that's mine. Wasn't me. Wasn't me.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna tell her just like I'm gonna tell you. Just like that damn female gonna stab your ass up. That nigga gonna break your neck.
Mm-hmm. Worried about nobody breaking
on me. Yep. I'm still saying it wasn't me.
That's some bogus ass shit. First of all, I'd be like, my first question is, did you know he was taping you?
Right.
Because if you knew he was taping, you know he was going to put the shit online. And you know I'm always online. Or somebody I know going to see that shit and tell me. So not only did you fuck me over, but you disrespected me at the same time. Because you knew I was going to see it.
I couldn't even sit there and watch the whole thing because I'm going to be looking for his ass straight up.
Nah.
That'd be mama's house. What?
You're not going to watch the whole tape anyway because the first, and I look at your face and you make that look like, damn. That's it right there. Now we fighting.
I'd be like, hold on. Before you beat my ass, I got some ass to beat. I don't care how you want to do it. You can even ride with me. I got some shit to handle. Straight up. That's how we do it. First person open his door, I'm swinging.
So you gonna go swing on the girl?
Nah, him. Whoever opened the door. Slap up after the sorry man. If his mama opened the door, she gets slapped after the sorry stupid ass. Thank you.
Well, why would you want to go jump on a girl?
No, I said whoever opened the door first. And I undiscriminate teenage daughter. I'm dragging her little ass up out there, too.
That's what I don't understand about women.
What?
If your guy cheats, why would you want to go jump on the other girl? It's the same thing. If your woman cheats, why you want to go fight the dude?
Negative. I'm slapping everybody. The thing with me is every time I got into it with a chick, he always got his ass beat first. And the only reason the chick that I fought got into it with me because I knew these hoes. My Gary is so small, but his mouth needs to change. Oh, y'all make a cute couple. Next thing you know, she on the ground getting her shit beat in. After I done beat his
but
ass.
But he didn't rape her.
So it doesn't matter. She know me. That's a different story. Now, if I didn't know the bitch, she on her own. Let me tell you a situation. Okay, me and my guy was mad at each other real quick. Walked this on that gas station, had a nice night with my girl. I seen her. Shit, we was mad, so it's like, hey, that's on him. We ain't married, we ain't together, we're actually still kids. So I walked in, I said, who you up there with? He was like, my friend. I left that text, didn't say another word. She brings her big black old ass in here and say, did I get you in trouble? So, you know me, I'm chilling. I was giggling. That was it. Next time I seen this chick, I heard you got my name in your mouth. I'm like, girl, I don't even know your name. All I know you was with, you know, my dude. And you kind of, oh, why you even with him anyway? After that, she said, oh, she said, keep my name out your mouth. And this one got me. But she didn't connect to me because, you know, my little brother was there. He stole on me. So, you know, shit, I whooped her ass. That's the only way. So it ain't always the girl fault. You know, we got some chicks out there. She didn't know nothing about me, and she was very much older than me. I was 18, and I beat her up. She was about 30 then. She's probably 40 now. She looked 50. I beat her ass so bad. And she still talks about that ass whooping.
Was that in the hood?
Yeah, but I...
In the hood. It was still funny. I hope you bitch listen. I whooped her ass. Yes, I did.
It was who?
What the... Still funny.
Oh, too.
Yeah, nobody. Yeah. Listen to her homegirl, the homeboy, and got her ass spanked up and down from there. She called me a little girl, and that's like the wrong thing to call me because ain't shit little about me. Yes, I was a little girl. That was a pass to her, and I was only 18. But,
I mean,
so
about,
it ain't
you
always.
Talking about simple?
So, you talking about simple? So talking about big black tethering. I don't even know what shit ain't like.
Oh, okay. I'm going to go.
Yeah. So I'm saying, was I wrong in that situation? Me and her know nothing about each other. She took it up on herself. You know what I'm saying? She probably, I know how it went. Probably saying, oh, she ain't going to do that. You know, I just be hyping people head up. Thought I was just, she thought because I was quiet and didn't say nothing to her in the liquor store that, you know, I was a little punk. It wasn't for me to say nothing. We wasn't together. Clearly, we was broke to none. Even if we wasn't together, shit, I was in that house. I ain't got time for no extras.
What she messed up with that shit?
So it had nothing to do with dude.
No. She claimed he the one told her that I had her name in my mouth. I'm like, girl, I don't even know your damn name. Shit. And he didn't say that. I know he didn't say that. No, well, you know, I don't know how. I can't see a dude saying, she said this about you. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, some of them do. Some of them do.
Yeah, some do, but... She got jacked.
But I still don't understand why people do that dumb. That's dumb shit to me. The fuck
it
I'm
is,
gonna go fight dude for? Cause he, you know what I'm saying, he fucked my girl, so now I want to go fight him. But he ain't rape her. You know, they had sex together. They had consensual sex. She was my girl. The fuck I'm gonna go fight him for? He ain't put a gun in her head or no shit like that. You know, and women do the same thing. Women go fight that girl.
Oh,
yeah. Fuck her man.
Oh,
I don't want to. That shit is crazy to me. I mean, you should be fighting the motherfucker that you with.
That's
how motherfuckers end up in a penitentiary. That's how you go to jail on dumb shit like that.
Right.
But what if you
don't get it twisted. Don't get it twisted, because after I finish whooping her ass, I got him too.
My whole thing is this, dog. I mean, me and you ain't gonna sit down and drink no beer together. We ain't gonna be cool.
Well,
now, in that case, you got a lot of these motherfuckers that take that kindness. Oh, that motherfucker's a bitch. He's a punk. So I fucked with his old lady, and he ain't say nothing to me. He a bitch ass nigga. Motherfuckers don't understand that. You got a lot of motherfuckers up there that don't understand that. Dog, you didn't do shit to me. You know what I'm saying? She did. You did.
Right. That's it right there.
But you got to look at a lot of cases, a lot of these motherfuckers be bucking for ass whoopings, male and female.
I'm with you when you're right, buddy. Finally.
Yeah, so, like, if you come throwing some shit in my face, I agree with Swinna, you know what I mean? Shit, I don't know you, you don't know me. What happened between you and him happened between you and him, but now you want to come in my face, you got me all off at the mouth, now you're going to get your motherfucking ass whooped. And that's the end of the story.
Exactly. Then it turns, they was fighting over such. This chick just didn't do her plan. Shit, if y'all fuck that, so yeah, don't bring me in the situation.
At that point, it ain't even about the nigga no more. It's about the bitch running her mouth in my face.
Yeah,
exactly.
But when I tell the story, it ain't gonna be like that.
Right.
I'm there. I'm watching y'all fight. All I heard was, you fuck my man, or I fucked your man. That's all I heard. I don't hear nothing else.
Well, I got her back.
They were driving over Ray Ray. Ray Ray had some moves out there banging over him.
Hold on, y'all. Motherfucker that hit your old lady, then he done walk past you talking shit to you about he done hit your old lady. You ain't gonna have no type of feelings. Come on, man.
True enough, but I ain't gonna go out there. I'm not gonna go looking for him. You understand what I'm saying?
No,
we cross paths and he say something, you know what I'm saying? That's a different story. But I'm not gonna, you know what I'm saying? She say, well, yeah, I cheated with so and so. I'm not gonna leave the crib looking for so and so. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna handle that shit with her. But now if so and so approach me, that's like the lady said, that's different. But when it hit the streets, it's gonna be like, oh, they was fighting over her. You know what I mean?
Well, who gives a fuck about what happens when it hits the streets?
Right.
I mean, shit. You want another story. If you want another story, come get it from me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, she fucked my man, but I wasn't tripping on that. The bitch came talking shit in my face. That's why we was fighting.
Exactly.
Well, I'm too fat to be fighting, so I can't be out there tussling with no motherfucker. I ain't got no win for all that shit. I'm going to hit his ass in the head with a brick and be done with it.
However you win, as long as you win.
Hey, man, I'm out of shape. You know, I get tired kind of quick. I can't be tussling, man. I can't be rolling around like that, dog. I get tired.
Trust me, when you pissed off, you can tussle. If it need be, you will.
No, my shit got to be short. It's got to be a quick fight.
Well, that'd
be the one I'll
be running
around
the car in the circle.
Mm-hmm.
One
here
to
fight.
That means you got to hit the dude in the throat and end it quick.
Oh, hey, I've been hitting the throat before. That shit ain't no joke.
I know that's why.
Motherfucker hit me in the throat, I stop fighting. Like, all right, I'm done.
That's what I'm saying.
That shit hurt like
motherfucker. That's the end of the fight.
It does. That shit will end the fight quick.
I know. That's why I said it. Shit.
I'll just take the loss, man. All right, you got me, dog.
Yeah.
But the best thing you can do to piss somebody off is laugh at them and keep it moving. Shit, like, you fuck them shit. Do you want them? You want them back? Shit. You know, you bring them back, fuck. Thank you for that, bitch.
No, you can't laugh at me and then walk away.
I know.
I'm not gonna walk away after you laugh at me.
No, I'm talking about if I'm sitting at the table and somebody walk past for like they want to talk shit because they did it to your man, I'm a giggle. That's gonna piss you off. I'm a giggle. I'm gonna keep it moving.
I'm gonna hit your ass right in the back of the head because you laughed at me.
That's what's up. Yeah, and there's gonna be three niggas behind you busting in your head. ain't going nowhere alone.
Well, I'm going to tell you like that.
Why you laughing?
You walk past me talking about you fucking my girl, I'm laughing. I'm going to be laughing at you the same way because I done fucked yours once I found out.
Well, wait a minute. I'm not talking about the person that did it. I'm talking about the person who it got done too. Shit, giggle and enjoy your damn evening. Shit.
Right.
Let
that's
shit
what
out of him to let her know you right. Running shit still.
Why you laughing? Ah, yeah, I fucked your girl. Ha, ha, nigga, I fucked yours too.
Nah, she said it differently. She using it in a, she using it the opposite way, dog.
Yeah, break it down to him, please, Pete.
Yeah, she using it the opposite way.
And don't you gotta be at work?
Nope, not tonight. I just work week. Fucker. Just switch jobs. Huh?
You fixed this fool yet?
Shut up. So we wake up
at
shut up.
All right,
shit.
Wait a minute. I'm going to call this phone.
Don't do that.
Because
it might get ugly up here. Might get ugly.
All I got to do is wake him up.
Just get off the phone. I'm going to hear him crying. His teeth on the floor. Just chill.
All right, y'all. We gotta start getting the show on time. We be going way past time. So we gonna start with you, Selena. Selena, you got any last words?
No.
Really?
Really?
No. Not good show. Nothing.
You got any
I'm sorry, fellas. It was a great show. Cass, you're an asshole, but you're cool. Have a good evening.
All right. Liquor store, you got your last words.
Yeah, you know I enjoyed y'all, and I'll be back tomorrow night.
All right. Janine, you got any last words?
Yes, I have fun. And y'all know to never confess. Never.
Never confess.
It wasn't
Let's
me.
Try to get rid of it.
It wasn't me.
Unless
you
want
them to go, then you
confess. Right. For real, though. Shit. Never confess, lady. Oh, ever.
He drugged me.
Unless you're trying
he
to get rid
me.
Of
me. That wasn't me. That nigga flipped me a roofie. You know I would do you like that, Cash? You know I would do you like that, Simon?
And tomorrow y'all can talk about how y'all be trying to get us to confess after, like, y'all know stuff, but, we don't fall for that.
All right,
let's do it.
That's going to be the topic for tomorrow night. Let's do it.
That's so
all right, man. Take us out of here, dog. What you got?
Anybody that want a certificate from my school, Choke a Bitch College? Pick me up.
All
right, y'all. Thank everybody for calling. Thank everybody for listening. Y'all know what the topic is tomorrow. Check out our new logo at cityradio.name.com.
At Choke a Bitch College.
All right, y'all. We rolling.
Peace.
Thank you.